Are you ready?
Level Up Daily, the hottest podcast for self-growth, with interviews from the hottest celebrities.
Told her to level me up, told her to level me up, yeah.
Now, your host, DeAndre Evans.
Told her to level me up, told her to level me up, yeah.
It's time to level up.
Now level up.
Yo, what's up, ladies and G's? Much love to those returning, and shout out for those tuning in for the first time. I'm your host, DeAndre Evans. Look, we got a dope episode getting ready to drop here, but I'm excited because we got some new people coming in. We got some OG listeners tapping into the podcast, hitting me up like, yo, glad you back. Listen, if this is your first time here, I just want to say thank you for tapping that play button, and I'm just going to say this. You found yourself on the right side of all podcasts, okay? I'm talking top 100. Now, I don't like to throw that out there all the time, but I feel like it's needed now. Like, I got to start talking my shh. I got to let people know what it is. But look, this is the place where we can talk about it all, man. Money, finances, trials, tribulations, success, outcomes, challenges, you know, mindset, wealth, everything. Everything you could think of when it comes to just elevating in life. That's what we're all about. And so I'm super excited to have all of you here. However, what I want to do right now before we dive into the episode is ask you all a very genuine question, right? So this is going to take place for everyone. Okay, I need everyone to weigh in on this and let me know what you think. Should we go back to dropping episodes on Mondays and potentially Fridays, or should I change and start dropping on Tuesdays as of late, like I've been doing, and potentially some bonuses on Thursdays? Y'all let me know which one y'all want to go with. I just want to ask because I know everyone's schedule is changing, right? We got people from 9 to 5 changing, quitting their job, they becoming entrepreneurs. We got people starting families out here. They got babies running around, right? You got a lot of things moving. So everybody's schedule is a little bit different. However, I just want to see what works best for everybody, at least as close as possible. So if y'all can, tap in on IG with me, DeAndre underscore Evans. That's DeAndre underscore Evans. Just, you know, send me a DM, anything. I might make a post too so you guys can weigh in on it, but y'all let me know. All right, cool. So let's dive into this episode. So today's episode is about a post that I made on Facebook, and then I migrated and added this post to Instagram, and it just started taking off. And the post was very, very straightforward. It was about survival mode. And the post went just like this. Get out of survival mode. The longer you stay there, the longer you will remain stuck, right? And this post got a lot of attention. Like, I had people DMing me. I got people sending me messages on the side. I got people calling me, you know, and it's just been a whole conversation over the last week and a half. And so I decided to say, you know what? A lot of people have been asking me about this. So why not do an episode and dive a little bit more in detail to potentially help all of us? Because if one person is going through it, right, more than likely somebody else is. So look, this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about how to get out of survival mode and how to elevate in life, no matter where you are. I'm going to help you get unstuck today, okay? We're going to go through this together, right? And so I'm going to give you my definition of what that is and what that means and some core steps that you can take to really unlock the code for your life. So first off is this. We need to understand what survival mode is. It's a state of mind where you constantly are in a state of stress, worry, and you're just trying to get by. You know, you're not really thinking clearly. You don't care about morality. You're not worried about right or wrong. You just focus on the bottom line, straight up, right? And you solely focus on meeting just the basic needs. So making sure the bills pay, making sure food on the table, making sure there's a roof over your head, right? Protection, that sort of thing. And so I've learned that our minds, right? Everyone on the planet, our minds are wired to prioritize survival above everything else. So when you are in survival mode, you typically are unable to think about anything beyond the basic needs, okay? That's just how we're wired collectively. Now, in order to get out of survival mode and actually take that first step to recognize that you're actually in it, you got to keep it real with yourself. So you got to ask yourself the real question. Am I constantly stressed and worried about meeting my basic needs? If the answer is yes, then 9 times out of 10, you're more than likely in survival mode and you're operating on a certain frequency. See, most people tend to stay there their entire lives and actually complain about every single thing that happens around them versus trying to find a solution. But if you really want to get out that, you know, mental barrier, that space of worry, doubt, and stress, the very first step outside of identifying it is to learn how to take action, okay? We got to identify the areas in our life where we are struggling to meet our basic needs and come up with a better game plan, like straight up. And we got to find a way to address it. For example, like if you're struggling to make, you know, ends meet financially, then you might need to take a step back and look at your paperwork and look at your documentation and be like, okay, how can I find ways to increase my income and reduce my expenses? Maybe I don't eat out every day, right? Maybe instead I cook at home. Maybe you only take 3 trips out the year versus 5. Maybe you start a side hustle on the side while you're working 9 to 5 to help you generate some extra cash. Like whatever it is for you, you got to address it and then suppress it. And once you have addressed those basic needs, then you can start thinking about your higher needs. Yeah, there's levels to this, right? Like what that means, right? What you mean higher needs? Like what are we talking about? So I'm talking about self-actualization. I'm talking about creativity. I'm talking about personal growth. Okay, these are some of the pillars that will help you elevate and thrive in life and get you out of that survival mode. Now, in order to get this thing rolling the right way, in order to elevate, you got to set some goals in place and take action towards them, right? So you got to write it down. I don't care if it's, you know, rolling out the bed and doing 10, 20 push-ups when you roll out. Get it done, whatever the goal is for you. Create a habit, create a routine, and stick to it. Because, you know, so many people get caught up in trying to take these massive leaps and they actually identify that with success. And I never really understood why. Like taking a big major leap, oh, I'm very successful now. But they fail to realize that every single step towards your goal is success. You know what I'm saying? Like all you have to do is just set a timeline for each goal and make a plan to achieve it. That's success. That's it. That's the sweet spot. You know what I'm saying? And I know that I actually did an episode a while back about how our subconscious mind actually works. And in order for you to actually make this come to fruition, you have to believe in what you want in order to accomplish it. Because your subconscious mind ultimately wants the same thing you want, and it will work relentlessly to find a solution. You just have to be willing to believe in yourself more than the process. You know what I'm saying? Like if you believe in yourself, you have a better chance of making it happen. Adopting a whole new growth mindset can help you achieve so much more than what you're probably envisioning now. Like it'll help you see those challenges as opportunities for growth, for learning, right? Instead of seeing it as like a failure as a setback. Instead, you can see it as a learning experience, a learning curve. And that way it can help you elevate and improve, right? So in order to really bring it together, one of the best ways you can do this is by getting around people who uplift and support you. You know, seek out counsel, not opinions. Things we talked about again, way back when, right? I'm telling y'all, I'm tying this all together from previous episodes until now. This is how we level up, right? Like you got to seek out positive and encouraging people who share similar goals and values. These are the people that would inspire you and motivate you at the same time to keep moving forward. Like we all got social media. We all get to decide who we follow. So with that decision-making and that ability, you get to choose who you pay attention to. And whoever you pay attention to will decide how far you go. See, paying attention to the wrong person can be the most expensive thing anyone can ever do. But your emotions, your mental, your thought process, like everything will begin to be shaped around who you pay attention to. We all know that saying, right? I'm pretty sure y'all parents said it, family, friends, like babies learn from what you do, not what you say. And guess what? That's even more true for adults. We still learn that way. Actions speak louder than words. And it's even more important because not only do you have to be careful who you pay attention to, that information that you're taking in, you got to be conscious enough and self-aware enough to decipher those messages, right? However, just take a moment, breathe, and understand it's going to be perfectly fine. Just take your time with the process, set your pace, and just work it at your speed. Don't let nobody try to rush you, because I feel like one of the last main points to help you actually get out of the survival mode and this way of thinking is not being afraid to take risks and actually try new things. Like taking risks is a necessary part of growth, and it can lead to new opportunities and experiences. Like I said before, you want to take calculated risks. Assess the situation, understand your options, and pursue them correctly. So this way, now you can actually understand the outcomes. You can look at it from a broader perspective and be like, okay, does this have a positive return? Does this have a negative return? Does it go against what I want? Am I able to move forward if I do this, this, or this, right? And I feel as though many people don't really touch up on this topic often. or provide any true insight on how to navigate it. And so I just wanted to start the conversation. And maybe y'all take this conversation and y'all take it to y'all groups, your homies, your boys, your girls, you know, your parents, your friends, whoever, and understand, yo, are we in survival mode? And if we are, we need to get up out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like what we need to do today. And so I hope that, you know, these brief, I want to say, examples or references will spark the conversation. So then you can actually form this thought process on how to get out of survival mode for yourself so you can crack that code, right? You know, elevating in life is a journey. It requires many things from self-awareness, action, a growth mindset, support from others, self-care, and taking risks. It's a combination of things. So like I said, you got to figure out this code for yourself. But with determination and willingness to grow, you can get out of survival mode. Don't let others hold you back with their foolishness. Don't settle because it's easier just to do it like this. Like y'all got to fight for something. Like you literally have to fight for something. And whatever it is for you, just know that it's worth it and that you deserve to live how you want to live.